This call, including Q&A, will last for maximum 30 minutes. So, Michael.
Yeah, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, I better say, even though in this room the majority seems to be dark-suited. But still, good afternoon on a dark November evening here in Oslo. As having said, we will have half an hour, and as you also said, the sort of the new thing that we broadcast it in this way is also a new dimension. And signifying the international profile of Telenor, the way we have developed over this year, and the previous years, I should say. Well, as you all know, the growth markets in which we are positioned have through 2006 really produced some significant growth. Our presence in Central and Eastern Asia, in Central Eastern Europe, of course, and in Asia, all these markets have basically given significant growth through 2006. And we're proud to be part of the competitive environment in these countries, and that our companies have been doing well, I should say, in the competitive landscape almost across the board. We believe there is more growth to pick in the countries in which we are having operations. At this slide, we have included the exact population, 600 million people plus, around 10% of the population on Earth. And you can also see the penetration figures by SIM cards, the way they are listed. And as a consequence, Telenor market shares to the right here, indicating that amongst a geography of more than 600 million people, there is a mobile penetration of 54%, of which Telenor's market share is around 30%. And we are very happy that our companies have been that competitive building these positions. Worth mentioning here is also that we believe there is more growth to catch, and in particular, measured in number of customers, both in Bangladesh and Pakistan, the growth, as we see it, will be significant in the years to come. Maybe there is a possibility here that 100 more million mobile users will come in, taking the advantage of being connected in the 2 to 3 years framework that we have ahead of us. And we will for sure be there to try to compete for that position. Knowing that the marketplaces in this geography will be an intensive one, and we will be part of it. What did we say at our Capital Markets Day in May? We said we launched some medium-term targets. In Norway, we said maintain cash flow and the market shares. We also said for the Nordic countries that we want to increase and improve the market position of the Swedish operation, reaching for in the medium-term time frame a 25% EBITDA margin, and as a consequence, considerably improve the cash flow also around the fixed line operation. And in Denmark, we had a similar target. Now, what has happened through 2006 is basically that in Norway we have been able to maintain market shares. It's a competitive market in Norway, despite the fact that we only have two nationwide networks. But with the MVNO arrangements and other service provisioning arrangements, the competitive factor is high. And we have for sure improved the cash flows, in particular in the mobile field through 2006. Primarily driven by the fixed-to-mobile migration, which have grown significantly in all three Scandinavian markets, but in particular in Norway through 2006, the way we see it. In Sweden and Denmark, Sweden are closing in on its four first quarters inside Telenor. We have a very, very successful rebranding exercise behind us, the way we see it, and we have been able to improve more rapidly than we originally envisaged and forecasted for ourselves. Remember here that the margin in third quarter will probably take a dip in fourth quarter because of the general higher activity in all three markets for that matter in relation to the Christmas period. Then in the international side, we've also seen significant growth, and we said that we are looking for profitable growth from low ARPU segments. We want to strengthen local competitiveness, and we wanted to be selective on of expansion. And not the least, we wanted to find a balance between group initiatives and local competitiveness in such a way that group competencies can be to the benefit of all the operations and consequently build new competitive initiatives in all the markets. And the profitable growth from a low ARPU segment, that is a challenge. Airtime rates are coming down. Handset prices are coming down. Mobile phones are moving into new segments of the population in all countries, and they are to a large extent characterized by being low ARPU users. But there are many factors playing into this formula on how to offer also profitable services to low ARPU segments. One factor is, of course, telecom prices, which are in the midst of being reduced from year to year. And with the scale that the Telenor Group has for the time being, we are able to push for more efficient pricing from the vendor side, the way we develop. But also more importantly, the distribution side has to be extremely efficient to link it with other distribution channels and to make it as slim as possible. Because these markets are characterized by no subsidies and extreme efficiency in distribution. Customer support will be more limited in the future of our operations. And the seamless exercise that any customer needs to get connected is sort of the one of the key secure factors to achieve this growth. We have also moved in several markets from scratch cards to electronic refills, which is a new, very efficient method of reloading your mobile phone on a daily basis. And please remember here, these are refills which are very, very small, they are cash-based, and they are tailored local economic factors. So this takes also the overall subscriber acquisition cost down to the benefit of new segments in the marketplace. And as an example, and coming to an end here, the way that we have strengthened local competitiveness to a certain extent throughout this year is the introduction of the electronic reload, making customers available, able to go into a dealer shop for as low as this example shows, 10 taka, which is 1 krona, on a reload in a dealer shop. And from that 1 krona, he can even share part of that airtime with your friend, with your neighbor, by an SMS. So a new, very efficient method of distributing airtime is an effect. Throughout 2006, we have also rebranded in many markets. We have, by this initiative, identified the Telenor as a telecom group more significantly through this year. We did it 15th of January in Norway, only, I should say, 10 months ago. And if you ask me, we have become so fond of this new logo hours that I seem to have to repeat for myself and really think it over how the old one looks. The nice side of this is that there are a lot of people in Telenor linking themselves, identify themselves with this new logo because we did a significant exercise of vision and values before we did this in all the operations. And if it hadn't been for this exercise, we wouldn't have been so efficient in Sweden,
and not the least to mention Serbia, which came in towards the end of the year this autumn. So we believe that there are strengths in the Selner formula, and we're there to compete also in the future. From the expansion side, we have been looking at several expansion possibilities through 2006. You will know that we had sort of Turkey there as a possibility. It became pretty clear for us at an early stage that it's in a way extended and went beyond our capabilities. So we chose not to pursue that one. But we concentrated on Egypt, and we went all the way through the auction process, but realized pretty soon that the money involved necessary to get that on the auction day was not our cup of tea. So we headed then for Serbia, and we were successful through a auction process in Serbia, using the same mechanics basically as we've done also on the other investment possibilities. Linked to Serbia, there were questions about Bosnia coming in, and for several reasons, primarily because of the fact that this was a combined fixed and mobile operation with a lot of restructuring work, we felt this one to be, to a certain extent, marginal where we were this autumn. Then, question mark around Vietnam, whether there will be sort of an opening there after Vietnam entered the VTO arrangement a month ago. The framework, at least, is better after that signature on the paper. And we do opt for such a position, and we'll work for a Telenor presence there if the market deregulates and invites for international partnerships along with the structure that has been discussed. In general terms, we will, of course, follow the market development around Telenor operations in the geography in which we are and see whether there are opportunities that should be beneficial to the overall package of Telenor, the way we stand now at the close of 2006, looking for 2007 as a new exciting year for Telenor. Well, I think that was pretty much on time, 15 minutes according to Ali here. So then we have another 15 minutes for questions. That's why, unfortunately, I have to leave 6:30.
Thank you very much, Derek. Is there a couple of questions from the audience? One question.
Back from Southern. If you look forward, if we have a world with 4.5 billion mobile users in the year 2010. Do you see a necessity to make something more rapidly here during the next 2 years in order to take a position in the growth market here, where we can expect that the mobile penetration has peaked in most markets in 3-4 years?
I'm pretty sure that the market will, in the years to come, offer M&A activities. And we will, in general terms, sort of follow the market development of those terms and see whether there are opportunities that could be a fit also for our balance sheet in that respect. But you're right. I mean, we have passed 2.5 billion mobile users, out of which 2.3 billion users are here then. So basically, there is a significant growth in the years that you discussed. But also the industry has to understand that the new type of users are low ARPU users, and Telenor, out of a lot of experiences, have quite a lot to offer under such market conditions.
Another question from the audience. If not, then I'll call upon the conference call host.
Mr. Hagley from Lehman Brothers.
Good afternoon, Andrew Hobby from Lehman Brothers. A couple of questions, if I may. First of all, is there anything through 2006, as you're looking back on the year, that you wish you'd done differently? And then related to that, what lessons have you learned this year that you think will be most valuable as you go into 2007? Thank you.
It's a trick question. So,
well, Erling is quite nervous now for what I'm going to say, whether we're too transparent or not. Well, in this trade, in this industry, there have been moments that we have been looking backwards and saying, look here, guys, we should have been even tougher on certain investment cases backwards. But that is easy said. It's water under the bridge, and we feel that over the years, including 2006, we've done the things that we have the capabilities for and that we have the balance sheet to execute upon. Then, as to your second part of your question, what I now see is that the appreciation of the emerging market as sort of a new and strengthened focus from many many players, I think the needle's eye for future positions have been even more challenging to pass through. But we have our way of looking at expansion possibilities, and we haven't revised sort of our calculation mechanics because of this appreciation. But I think that there will be tough competitive positions around windows of opportunities, the way I addressed during the first question. Thank you.
Thanks.
And Mr. Nielsen from Chevrolet.
Thank you, Peter Kurt Nielsen from Chevrolet. Just one question, please. Is there anything new to report on the sort of on your ongoing discussions with the Alpha Group on Russia and Ukraine? Is this an ongoing process, or is it sort of standing still at the moment? Thank you.
Unfortunately, there is no sort of conclusive development that there is to report on that question. And basically, we stand where we stand, looking for certain legal actions and also, from our point of view, protection of the rights that we feel we have under the shareholding agreements, both in VimpelCom as in Kyivstar. Having said that, the two companies are doing brilliantly in the local competition, strengthened by also the economic development in these two countries. So we're happy the way the operations develop. And we also probably see that reflected through in the appreciation of Telenor over the last weeks and months.
Thank you,
sir. Mr. Ekström of Handelsbanken.
Yes, thank you. Two questions. One regarding Pakistan, where Millicom decided recently to pull out of that market. How do you see the Pakistani market develop after that, and could that asset be something that you could be interested in? And the second question regarding Grameenphone. I saw some comments that surprised me yesterday on the wire that your local partner, Grameen, in Grameenphone said that there was an old shareholders agreement stating that you would reduce your ownership in Grameen going forward. Can you comment on that and if that will be an issue into next year? If that is a concern to you.
Yeah, let me begin with Pakistan. Of course, a marketplace consisting of six players is probably long-term a too crowded one. So a consolidation of that market would have to be expected. Also, that was something that we had on our minds when we did the investment back in 2004. Whether or not we should be interested in executing such a consolidation depends heavily on what happens to the license fee that is already residing with the Millicom operation. Because, as you know, the licensee question has to be resolved if a consolidation should be meaningful among players in the Pakistani market. Or if that will mean, as a consequence, the operation as such will just fade away. In Grameenphone, yes, we were surprised too, the way the article in Fortune magazine came out this week. We have had discussions over the years on the ownership structure of Grameenphone, and in the initial agreements back in back from 1997, there were some pointers into the future ownership position of the group. In 2003, at the point of time when other shareholders wanted to leave the company, that was Marubeni and Gromafond, which was also part of the initial consortium, we made it absolutely clear that we were there for the long haul and for the long run, and to develop and support the company in its exciting development the way we see it now 3 years later. And at that point of time, both parties, on the one occasion, acquired shares pro rata, and on the other occasion, we acquired the full position. After having offered the pro rata solution also to the next solution. So we too are surprised to that. We're looking forward to see Professor Yunus here in Norway and celebrating his extraordinary achievements when it comes to the Nobel Peace Prize, of course. And I guess there also will be an opportunity to discuss that question.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sautel from Goldman Sachs.
Oh, thank you very much. I don't want to overanalyze some of your opening remarks, but I think when you were talking to one of the earlier slides with reference to how you can be competitive and continue to be profitable in low ARPU markets, I think you referred to the fact that you said for the time being you had sufficient scale to get the right deals on handset and equipment prices. Was there any possible implication that there might be some point in the future where there was some logic for Telenor to be perhaps part of a larger group to continue to have sufficient scale to maintain competitiveness and margin and profitability?
Well, I think I have to say that that is sort of an over-interpretation of a single world. We have the scale, and of course we have to look over that scale question on all important elements of the cost structures long term. But the most important one for the time being is the equipment prices in general, network components, civil works, etc. And then, of course, the handset level. And we know now that the GSMA push for the 20-dollar handset is close to a fact because average prices, low end segment, for the time being is, as we see, it's around $25-$27 per piece.
Thank you.
And the final one in the queue is Mr. Art from Societe Generale.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen. Just two questions. The first one relates to potential interest in 3G license in emerging markets, mobile, where you don't have 2G license. Would you consider to go to any countries like that? And, for instance, I'm thinking about Egypt that you missed, and I think they are going to issue a 3G license over there, but it could be applied to other emerging market countries. And the other question is relating to the white book that the US government is publishing tomorrow. Frederick, do you expect anything significant in there?
To your 3G comment, I think it's a long stretch to go for a 3G license in an emerging market where we are. I think if you go 3G, you have to have 2G with you. You have to have a customer base, you have to have volumes there. And look to Europe, it's a migration issue, it's a transition issue, it's a development issue, rather than sort of a shift issue. So I will be very clear on that. And the emerging markets, frankly speaking, I think there is many markets here that want to go 3G route, but I think it's far too early for some markets to evaluate that because the data traffic on edge is, I would argue, sufficient for a while before there is a need for extra frequencies and extra capacities. As to the last question of yours, I have no details of what's coming to Norway. So my knowledge to this is from the Norwegian government tomorrow. So my knowledge to this is as good as newspapers and other speculation. But I take it that the Norwegian state, which has been a fantastic owner for Telenor on its route of internationalization back to the two capital extensions in 1996 and 1997, and the stock listing in 2000, despite the fact that that was a rainy year. But the proceeds for that is basically the base for how we have been able to internationalize the group in the manner we've done. It's a long-term strategy, and I think the government appreciates that very much also over tomorrow's document. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the final question. I thank you, Boxers, for doing this in an extremely busy schedule. I would also like to use the opportunity to thank all our shareholders for your support. It's been a great year for Telenor. And to all of you here, thank you very much.
Thank you.